And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sage.
No, we haven't even started to leave yet, Fred. I don't guess Vic's even got a shirt on yet. Oh, I expect we ought to be there in the next 20, 25, 30 minutes. Uh-huh. Oh, really, Fred? How do you mean? Oh? Oh, uh-huh. Well, I'll tell him.
Where's my blue necktie?
Uh-huh. I see. All right, I'll tell him.
Sage?
He's talking on the telephone.
Where's my blue necktie?
Just a second, Fred. What's the commotion?
Gus hollering for his blue necktie.
It's in your left-hand dresser drawer.
Well, what's it doing there? I keep my neckties on the rack in my clothes closet.
I pressed it this morning.
I bet that remark took the teeth out of Gov's fury.
Yeah, I bet it did. Sorry, Fred. Had to holler to Vic upstairs. Yeah. All right. Goodbye, Fred. You're especially invited to come with us.
Am I?
Mr. Sandbottom said to bring you if you weren't busy otherwise.
Probably just politeness.
No, he made a particular point of it. Wouldn't be surprised but what they laid in extra ice cream and salted peanuts.
Well, I'm no good at you people's card parties. I'm not allowed in the 500 game. I'm not even encouraged to take part in the conversation. Only thing I can do is fish a book out of the bookcase and lay down on the Davenport and read.
Well, suit yourself about it.
Maybe I'd rather go over to Vernon Pickle's house.
Suit yourself.
My abject apologies, Dr. Sleech.
Did you find your blue necktie?
Yes, and I feel like a cat in a feather. Here I was screaming and bellyaching about my blue necktie, and all the while my dear little wife had ironed it and laid it away neatly in my dresser drawer. It's all I can do to hold back the bitter tears of remorse. I'm a brute and you're an angel.
Sure.
Who's on the telephone?
Fred. Oh, by the way, Willie, before I forget, trot out in the cellar way and get Gov's overalls.
Overalls?
Fred said to bring them along.
What for?
I imagine it's mostly nonsense.
Why?
He was laughing so hard he could hardly speak.
Reconstruct the conversation.
Well, let's see. He said...
Vic and I are going to change the tires on my automobile?
No.
Well, that's what he said the last time he asked me to bring my overalls over.
No, it wasn't anything about his automobile. I think it's just some comical horseplay. He was laughing his head off.
You asked him why he wanted me to bring my overalls over, I suppose?
Yeah.
What was his rejoinder?
Before we start the 500 game, your old man and myself are going to sneak off down cellar a few minutes and knock out the partition between the coal room and the fruit room.
Rush.
Yeah?
Instead of trotting to the cellarway and fetching my overalls, you will oblige Papa by stepping upstairs and fetching my easy slippers.
What's the idea?
I'm staying home is the idea.
How you mean?
I mean what I say. Sneak off down cellar a few minutes and knock a partition, huh?
He was laughing, Vic.
Yeah, I bet he was. That big slob.
You think he intends...
Of course. I can just hear him. Your old man and myself are going to sneak off down cellar a few minutes and knock out the partition between the coal room and the fruit room. A few minutes, huh? That partition is concrete. That big baboon invites a guy to his home to play cards and tries to squeeze 5 or 6 hours of hard labor out of him.
Mom, that explains why I was invited.
Huh?
You said Mr. Stembottom particularly urged me to come along.
Yeah.
He can use another strong back and weak mind.
Fat head.
Well, Vic, we can't just not go.
I beg to differ.
He laughs so hard.
Well, he's laughing so hard, it is my sincere wish that he chokes.
But from the way he talked, it was my kind of halfway impression. He meant you two fellas were going to skip down in the basement and be gone a few little measly minutes and skip back up again.
Well, you've been in Stembottom's half-wit basement, say. You're familiar with the partition between the coal room and the fruit room. It's concrete, ain't it? Could any two guys in the world knock out a concrete partition in a few little measly minutes? Why, it'd mean at least 5 hours back-breaking labor.
Well, Fred certainly took me in. I expect you're right and all, but at the same time...
Well, of course
time...
I'm right. By George, that big yap's got more crust than a horse.
I know, Ruth. He's got nothing to do with it.
Skip down cellar a minute and knock out a concrete partition.
They got in ice cream and salted peanuts.
Ice cream and salted peanuts are a rich prize to dangle in front of a guy's eyes. But there's not enough ice cream and salted peanuts in the country to buy 5 hours of hard labor off in me.
Well, what did I better do? Telephone?
Yeah. Call up Stembottom and tell him to hurry over here with a shovel, because we're going to have a high old time digging a 50-foot well. And as soon as we get through, everybody gets a cold-boiled potato.
I have to give some excuse to Ruthie.
I'm sick.
What?
Tell her Rush suddenly fell ill. The poor little chap out of a clear sky started to babble. And you took my temperature, and it was 111, by George. And the doctor's here now, and Vic's sitting in a corner with his face in his hands, and several trained nurses are coming by fast automobile.
Oh, Ish. Look, I believe I'll call up and talk to Ruthie herself. I'll ask her right straight out without any shilly-shally if Fred actually means he wants
telephone
to...
Telephone, Jan.
It's good old Fred. Oh, by the way, Sadie, tell Vic to bring a pickaxe. We're going to have more fun in the circus tonight. We're going to rip the shingles off in the roof.
Hello? Oh, yes, Uncle Fletcher. Fine, thank you. He's well. Yes, and Rush, too. Uh-huh, he's a good boy. Why, just a second, Uncle Fletcher. Wants to come over this evening.
Good, great, elegant. There's an out. If we got guests, naturally we can't leave.
But we already accepted the 500 invitation. They'll smell a mouse.
Let him smell a mouse. Let him smell an elephant. I'll talk to Fred. I'll fix it up.
All right. Uncle Fletcher? Yeah, come ahead. Be delighted to have you. No, not at all. No, not at all, Uncle Fletcher. Fine. You bet. Elegant. We'll be looking for you. Goodbye.
Now, if you'll slap over the telephone, I'll make contact with Brother Stembottom. That big ox.
I hate stuff like this.
So do I.
We should use my scheme. Rush has fell ill. The poor little tyke's all broken out in green splotches. His tongue lolls out of his mouth. His eyes are glassy. His throbbing pulse...
I'd appreciate silence for a moment, Eagle. 2572X, please. Yes.
Hope it's Fred answers. Otherwise, it'll be embarrassing.
Mm.
Poor Ruthie got in ice cream and salted peanuts and everything. I just hate stuff for a person.
Is this the governor of Wyoming? Hello, Fred. Fine, thanks. Say, Fred, here's the situation. There's a wrench in the machinery. Well, it seems Sade's uncle's looking in on us after a bit. Yeah, you know, Uncle Fletcher. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So here was my idea. Instead of us coming over to you guys' house, how about you guys coming over here?
I hate stuff like this. Just hate it.
Really, Fred? Is that a fact? I see. Well, in that case... Yeah. Well, in that case, Fred, it looks like we can't get together at all. No. No, I'm sorry, too. You bet. Oh, well, plenty of other evenings. You bet. You bet, Fred. Okay. Okay. Bye, Fred.
Not coming, huh?
No. That big hyena.
Well, what'd he say?
It was just like I figured. He's going to tear out his half-wit concrete petition. He planned to shove a bushel of back-breaking labor off on a poor lug he invited to his home to play cards.
Well, what'd he say? Couldn't he leave his petition go till some other night?
No.
Why?
Because he's got a couple of guys from the foundry dropping in after a while.
Oh, to help him knock out the partition?
Yeah.
Huh.
Satisfied now?
Hmm.
Fred is a baboon, ain't he?
Hmm.
Is Fred a baboon?
Yeah.
Let us all take pen and ink and write on the inside of our hat, Fred Stembottom is a baboon.
Hmm.
A big baboon.
Poor Ruthie.
Huh.
Got in all that ice cream and salted peanuts.
Those big bruisers from the foundry can devour him.
Mm.
Side saddle, old chicken liver.
Yeah?
Try upstairs and fetch me down my easy slippers.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.